Carrot Cake Day. That makes more sense because carrot cake is actually something people enjoy.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. This evening in Iowa, we'll get the first results of the 2020 presidential primary campaign.
Caucus goers will gather tonight at 7 o'clock in support of their candidates. Now, this evening, many of the candidates will have caucus night events here in Des Moines, including former Vice President Joe Biden and Mayor Pete Buttigieg, capping more than a year of courting voters in this state.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. The deadly coronavirus spreading in China has new travel restrictions in place here.
The Homeland Security Department says Americans who have been in China within the last 14 days will be rerouted to one of several designated airports for screening. Officials say the airports have more resources to conduct enhanced screening measures. If passengers show no symptoms, they'll be rebooked to their final destinations and will be asked to self-quarantine inside their homes for up to 14 days.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland, most non-citizens who've been to China recently won't be allowed into the United States. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Yeah, we're really off to a nice start on the warm-up. We're up 13 degrees in the last 2 hours. We're up to 53 right now. And it looks like the warming trend continues today. Beautiful yesterday. Great park day. High temperature in the mid-70s today after 69 yesterday. More sun than clouds today. So a great start to the week. But then things get turbulent as the week goes on. Increasing clouds tonight, low in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, scattered showers possible at times tomorrow and tomorrow night. Spring-like, high in the low 70s. Showers and thunderstorms are likely on Wednesday. Some of the storms could be possibly severe, damaging wind gusts. Can't rule out a tornado in a situation like that. This would be Wednesday, mid-70s for a high. More rain Thursday, 66, and then breezy, much colder on Friday with temperatures only in the 50s. I'll tell you what, in February when you're in the mid-70s, in the dead of winter, that's not bad. Right now this morning it's 53 degrees. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Rick. Do you have any questions for me? Last Friday, you asked me my first car. Stuff like that. You have another question?
Questions.
Joey, question for Richie.
Have you ever been to Puerto Rico?
I have never been to Puerto Rico.
Really?
I've been to the Bahamas about 11 times.
And the Bahamas.
Jamaica twice. You were talking about Jamaica the other day.
Yeah, I was.
I've been there twice. I love Jamaica.
Jamaica is great.
Have you ever seen the Pantheon?
The Pantheon?
Mm-hmm.
Is that
maybe the Great Pyramids?
In Greek? In Greece? Like, in Athens?
Or no, that one's in, I think, Rome. The Pantheon.
I have seen Athens.
I don't know. Have you ever seen it?
I've seen the replica at gardens here north of town. Why can't I think of the beautiful, beautiful gardens?
Callaway?
Yeah, no, north of town here in Wetumpka. It's the tribute to the Greek. Oh my God, it's awful. That's terrible when your mind goes like this. That's going to happen to Jack one of these days.
Yeah,
when
right.
The mind starts
you,
going.
Speaking of Rome, have you ever seen movies about Gladiator?
I've always wanted to go to the Greek islands after seeing some of those movies from the 80s.
And you're feeling better? We're all on the other side of the illness?
Thank God for an infusion at an IV at infusion. Rather.
I need to get by there. I hadn't gone in a while.
I think it has curbed me from being as sick as Jay and Greg got. But so that's it.
That's it for the questions.
Think of a question for tomorrow.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
You guys have a good show. Thanks.
News and Views begins. What do you say, Jack?
In mere moments, as you would say.
Indeed.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A weekend fire in Montgomery sends 9 people to the hospital. The fire happened Saturday night on Empire Road off the Northern Boulevard. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. State troopers are investigating a deadly crash in Pike County. This happened on Pike County Road 4419, approximately 1/2 mile south of AL-10 near Brundage. Troopers say a man died after his vehicle left the road and overturned in a creek. And a state prison crisis and gambling are expected to be the hot topics when the legislative session begins tomorrow. Lawmakers are expected to debate additional funding for state prisons and a package of bills aimed at reducing recidivism and prison crowding. Lottery legislation is also being introduced this year. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A retired Air Force pilot in Pike Road was experiencing some turbulence with his money, so he called Alabama Home Mortgage to see what we could do to help.
We lowered his monthly payment by $587, reduced his term by 5 whole years, and allowed him to skip 2 mortgage payments. With Alabama Home Mortgage as his co-pilot, he was able to soar to new financial heights.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you can save.
Let us show you the Alabama Home Mortgage difference.
Call 567-4223 or visit us at alahomemortgage.com to apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your market update for the new year. First, it was a great year for us at the Goodson Group, and I want to thank our clients for making that possible. Second, the updated market report is out, and here it is. MLS tells us that there were over 6,700 sales in 2019. The average selling price for a home last year was $175,000. Houses in the river region sold faster last year than in previous years. Over 50% of the homes sold in the first 60 days. First-time homebuyers were the number one source of home sales for us and MLS as a whole. 40% of sales were to people who had never owned a home in the past. For a detailed report, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The Goodson Group, 551-0225.
I'm not a big talker. I am a big doer. But sometimes the only way to solve the problem is to get on the horn and figure it out. So the only people I like talking to? Grainger. With knowledgeable product experts, ready with the answers to my toughest questions, calling Grainger is the one conversation I don't mind having. From machining and motor parts to valves and vacuum pumps. When it comes to solving my problems, Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's time for some straight talk. It's tax refund time, and the big wireless companies play a game where they lure you in with a phone deal that locks you into a pricey contract. Don't play. With Straight Talk Wireless, get a Samsung Galaxy A10e for just $99, all on America's best networks for up to half the cost. No contract. Make that tax time money win all year long. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See StraightTalk.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome into News and Views on a Monday, and I'm Joey Clark.
I'm Jack Campbell.
And Jack, over the weekend, I learned that I agree with Mayor Stephen Reed in one way on a very profound subject.
Well, I guess the suspense is killing me.
Well, it's really, I saw Mayor Stephen Reed tweet that this, that's playing now, part of it,
is the best halftime show in history. 2007, His Royal Badness. So, we agree, Mr. Mayor.
You mean yesterday's Super Bowl?
No, 2007 Prince Super Bowl. It was the best halftime show.
Oh.
Yeah, yesterday's, it was, I enjoyed it.
I was...
Not my favorite music, but I enjoyed watching
it. I was at my niece's. She had a gathering last night, and it was a lot of fun and some great food. And I saw and talked to a couple of listeners. Chris V, who calls.
Yeah. Hey, Chris. What's up, Chris?
And Brad N, who listens and doesn't call.
How's it shaking, Brad?
Yeah, and other folks there that are listeners to the show, and I met some new people, and I saw my old dear friend, Stacy Reimer Stakely. She's married to Frank Stakely, and she was at one time Guy Hunt's press secretary back in like 1988, and she and I went with the governor to Washington to watch the Alabama Symphony play at Kennedy Center, which was really a great thing. And I'd been out all night. I had a friend in town. And I stayed out till the wee hours, and the plane left at like 6:30 flying to Coleman to pick up Governor Hunt. And I got on that plane. She said, "Oh, my God, you smell like beer." And she's like giving me mints. And now, oh, my God. But anyway, she's a dear old friend. It was great seeing them. It was a lot of fun. The food was great. Everybody was having a good time, and I thought it was a hell of a good Super Bowl.
I thought it was a good game. Yeah,
I was a Kansas City Chief guy because when I was at Alabama, and I guess the Hunt family still owns the Chiefs.
Right,
Lamar Hunt was the owner of the Chiefs, and his daughter Betsy was at Alabama, and I knew her. I didn't know her well, but we knew each other by name, and it was. So anyway, I was pulling for them, and I'm happy they won. It didn't look like they were for a long time. It was 20-10 forever, and then they pulled away there in the last 6 minutes and then scored with like a minute to go, and it was ended up being 31-20. What a great game.
It really was. That second half was gangbusters, but like always, the President of the United States can't do anything without catching some criticism. After the Chiefs won the game, President Trump tweeted this. This is as 11 hours ago. He tweeted this. "Congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs on a great game and a fantastic comeback under immense pressure. We are proud of you and the great state of Missouri. You are true champions." When he first tweeted this, it said, "We are proud of you and you make the United States and the state of Kansas look great."
Oh, I see.
So he's already edited to Missouri. But it's just funny how he just always seems to step in it, I think, on purpose. I think he does it on purpose. He messes with people on purpose. And we have that Super Bowl interview that I want to go into a little bit. I think all of President Donald John Trump's interviews should just be one-word association games. That's what Hannity does with them. Goes down the line, Bernie, Biden, Michael Bloomberg. And Trump would just, like, go off based on just a word. So it's like, throw it out to him. "Hey, President Trump, dogs." "Oh, well, you know, Baghdadi died like a dog. And it's because of a great, wonderful dog, Conan. You remember Conan, folks? Conan. What about cats, Mr. President?" "Well, I hate to tell you, I'm not a fan of cats. I mean, if you die, they'll eat you. You know, other stuff. Though, when you're rich and powerful, you can go into any humane shelter and grab all the kitty cats and take them home and adopt them. They let you do it when you're rich. They let you do it." Yeah, we'll get to that interview here in a second. But tonight is Iowa.
Iowa caucus.
Iowa caucus. Tomorrow is the State of the Union.
Yeah.
They have yet, though, to completely, formally acquit the president in this impeachment trial. That vote won't be till Wednesday night.
Wednesday.
Or Wednesday morning, whenever they're going to do it. And that's what we want to begin with, is the news that broke Friday after the shows.
Yeah.
Broke at about 5 or so, I think, on Friday, that the Republicans had the votes. Moscow Mitch or Cocaine Mitch, whatever name you want to throw at him, he was able to whip the votes.
I call him Miracle Mitch. Yeah. He herded them up.
Now, I watched a fascinating podcast. After each evening of these impeachment trial proceedings, Ted Cruz had a podcast put together.
Oh, really?
Called Ted Cruz Verdict. And on the final one, he had Lindsey Graham. And Lindsey Graham actually was, like, dropping S-bombs. Like, instead of saying Schiff Show, he was saying the outright S-bomb. He's like, can you say that on a podcast? It was great. And Lindsey and Ted Cruz gave some background on how this vote came together and got whipped together. And they are actually patting each other on the back. They get teamed up, and they wrote a lot of the questions that senators on the Republican side of the aisle asked during the question period. And they had a purpose to their questions. And they were really going after Lisa Murkowski's vote and Lamar Alexander. They realized, we were talking about this off air, Jack, that Collins was kind of, you know, we expected her to vote for witnesses.
Well, and I think they gave her cover. I think they said, okay, Susan, if you feel like we're cool, we've got Murkowski, and we don't have Mitt, of course.
Right.
But
what is going on with CLB, Mitt Romney?
Well, you know, Trump kind of teased him about being Secretary of State and never had any intention of hiring him. I think he trotted him up to Trump Tower and interviewed him for...
Yeah, and there's that photo of them eating steak, him and Bannon, and Trump, Romney, Bannon.
Yeah.
And I think Reince Priebus is there, too. And Romney's, like, looking the photo. He looks like a dog who'd just been neutered. Like, you know, that sad, like... Yeah, they'd just been, like, put under for a while, like something happened.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I think Romney does not like the president.
No, he doesn't.
They've sort of made nice here or there, but, yeah. So I it's not a political thing. I think it's a personal thing. And so Romney was clearly going to want witnesses and hear from the mustachioed man, John Bolton. Susan Collins, that was built in. So it came down to Murkowski of Alaska and Lamar Alexander of Tennessee, right?
Yeah, he's been there for a long, long time. He used to be governor. He walked across the state.
And so where Ted Cruz and Lindsey Graham saw an opening is that even Adam Schiff was up there talking, like in his several hours of talking, and he said, even if you stipulate even if you stipulate the argument, we still have a case here. And they're like, what's a big deal of hearing Adam Schiff saying if you stipulate? They said, well, what he was talking about is even if you grant the facts of the case, their claim and the president's team claim, you still don't vote for conviction or impeachment. So Schiff's like, if you're going to stipulate, why not call Bolton if that's your argument? And so the Republicans, in particular Lindsey Graham and Ted Cruz, flipped that on its head. And they asked the Republican counsel, for the sake of argument, arguendo, for the sake of argument, assume the House manager's case, all the facts of their case, that they prove there's this nefarious quid pro quo, as they call it, whatever, abuse of power. Does that rise to the level of an impeachable offense? And if it doesn't, why do we even need to call John Bolton? If calling John Bolton doesn't change the underlying argument advanced by, say, folks like Alan Dershowitz, why even call Bolton? And they found that was the argument that really convinced Murkowski and Alexander. That Alexander came out with a statement saying, I don't like what Trump did. I think what Trump did was wrong. But he still voted not to have witnesses because he bought that argument from Cruz and Graham. That even with John Bolton, it's already proven the president asked for Ukraine to look into the Bidens. Why do we need Bolton to say, yeah, the president?
Yeah, and what Bolton was offering was just his opinion that it was a quid pro quo.
Mm-hmm. And so if we're just not even arguing the facts, the basic fact pattern anymore, arguing what rises to the level of impeachment per the Constitution, again, as advanced by Dershowitz, then why need to call, Bolton?
And Cruz and Lindsey are both lawyers.
Yeah.
So they you know, and I think Cruz went to what, Yale or Harvard?
Harvard. He was one of Alan Dershowitz's top students at Harvard.
Really?
Yeah, and as they said on this podcast, Lindsey's a trial lawyer, so I say things like S show. And then Cruz was an appellate lawyer. So Lindsey talked to jurors and knew how to kind of convince the folks. Cruz has really cut his teeth on talking to judges. And so you had this mix in senators of a jury and judges all in the same. So I thought that them teaming up was brilliant, and it makes sense now the questions being asked were mostly coming from Graham and Cruz. And speaking of Lindsey Graham is not going to let go of this bone. The Biden bone?
Yeah.
The Burisma bone? They're going to be looking into this. And I'll just say to folks who are out there watching, maybe felt like I did, a bit underwhelmed by this whole impeachment trial. You better believe, once President Trump is officially acquitted on Wednesday, that, number one, the Democrats aren't going to let this go. They're probably going to try to call Bolton in the House and keep pushing this. But you also better believe that Donald Trump and these senators who are allies of his aren't going to let this go. I have a feeling, Jack, there's going to be hell to pay.
Oh, I think so.
Like, you don't take a if you take a shot at the king, because that's what the Democrats are calling him, a monarch, you take a shot at the leader,
you better kill him.
Yeah, because if you miss, you're going to get taken out. And I have a feeling that's what's coming for the Democrats. And there's going to be a big push, not only for Republicans to take back the House. Apparently now Republican voters are more energized than Democrats after this whole impeachment thing. After this impeachment thing, battleground states are looking better for the president. The Democrats, if you look at Iowa today, it's an utter mess for them.
Yeah.
Like, okay, Bernie, my prediction is Bernie will win Iowa tonight and win it pretty soundly. But also, here's the last thing. You remember the Durham investigation?
Yeah.
The Horowitz report?
Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling that a lot of people are going to be taken down off of the National Security Council. And it'll have to do with this recent impeachment push, as well as the whole Russia hoax that was perpetrated for 2.5-3 years. I think they've been waiting to get through this process, and I can't wait to watch what tack the president takes for the State of the Union tomorrow night. So I have a feeling it's going to be, on one hand, very much the whole country's together, kind of the tone of that Super Bowl ad he ran on criminal justice. Yeah, I thought it was a fantastic ad. And essentially saying politicians talk, President Trump got things done on criminal justice reform, which he did. It was a first step. Cory Booker actually worked on the bill.
Yeah. A lot of the African Americans were there at the bill signing, I believe.
So I'm feeling it's going to be that sort of tone, as well as I think Trump's best speech, not the Poland speech, was the last day of the union, and it's the best. And it's a good rule for Trump or any president: get out of your own way, tell other people's stories. You want to make a great speech, tell other American stories and just tell it well, and you'll have a great speech. I think you're going to get a lot of that.
I think Ronald Reagan started that by recognizing people that he would bring to the State of the Union, and every president since then has done it, and it's always been very effective.
So I think you'll get a lot of that, but you're also going, and here's what we got done, but you're also going to get Trump, who says, he's not one to pull punches. He's going to say, you took a shot at me, now I'm coming for you. I told you I wanted to work together, and y'all chose the other route, so get ready. I have a feeling something like that will be thrown out at the Democrats during the State of the Union. It should be interesting. The campaign is just beginning. Didn't January feel like a whole year?
Oh,
it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, 272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this? Hello?
Good morning. This is Ben Taylor with Cloud 7. How are you?
You're on a radio program right now, Ben.
I'm really sorry.
Yeah, you should be.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Don't be mad at Ben.
We have telemarketers even calling us at the radio station, folks.
Well, they got to do a job, too.
Yeah, I know. I don't have a good day, Ben. I wish I always had a radio show when a telemarketer called me. 272-9228 if y'all want to get in.
Hey, I wanted to talk a little bit about the Iowa caucus that is tonight. You know, historically, people win that fizzle, end up fizzling, like in 1984. Well, in 80, Jimmy Carter won it.
Wait, 76.
No, in 76, I'll tell you who won it in 76, and I don't think it was Jimmy Carter. May have been Uncommitted. Uncommitted won in 76. Carter won in 80. Mondale won in 84. He went on to be the nominee. In 1988, you might remember this name, Dick Gephardt, who was he was a congressman from, I believe, Iowa, which would explain why he won. And then in 1992, the winner of the Democrat Iowa caucus was Tom Harkin.
Okay.
Who was also, I think, from Iowa.
Yeah.
And then, let's see, in 1996, the winner of that, of course, was Bill Clinton, because he was running for his second term.
Right, he was already president.
And then in
2000,
it was Al Gore, I believe. Yeah, in 2004, it was John Kerry. Mm. 2008, Obama. 2012, Obama. 2016, Hillary Clinton. And so then on the Republican side, going back to what year was it? Let's go back to 1980.
Okay.
It was George H.W. Bush.
Right, and Reagan made his comeback.
Right. George H.W. Bush came in first place in the Iowa caucus in 80. Then it was Ronald Reagan number two and Howard Baker number three in that particular year. In 84, I'm sure it was Ronald Reagan won the Iowa caucus on the Republican side. In 88, now this was a real interesting one. 88, Bob Dole came in first place. Now, here's George Bush, has been vice president for 8 years, and they have the Iowa caucus. Right. When Reagan couldn't run again, and Bush was the presumed nominee, Bob Dole won it. Pat Robertson came in second place, and George H.W. Bush came in third place, which is very interesting. In 92, the nominee was George H.W. Bush, who he won the Iowa caucus.
Didn't he get challenged by Pat Buchanan that year, though?
Yeah, he did. Yeah. And let's see.
Which hurt him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. In 96, it was Bob Dole, followed by Pat Buchanan. But Bush wasn't running, of course, because this was the year they were running against Bill Clinton. 96, it was Bob Dole. 2000, well, let's see, I got that wrong. Hold on. 2000, it was George W. Bush.
Yeah, assume W.
Followed by Steve Forbes, and then Alan Keyes, if you remember him.
I do.
And then in 2004, I believe it's going to be Bush again. It was. In 2008, the Republican who came out of Iowa was Mike Huckabee.
Oh, yeah.
And followed by Mitt Romney and then Fred Thompson, the senator from Tennessee.
Now, in 2008, that was my first presidential campaign I was old enough to vote in.
Okay.
And I remember back then, it was before I had found any of my principles. I had to do a lot of searching. And so I was a big sucker, I always have been, for oratory. Like, who's really good, mm-hmm. who has the quips, the wit, good speaking style. So I was a big Huckabee fan because of that.
Well, he won Alabama that year, too.
His preaching background really impressed me. Now, as I've grown up, I really think Huckabee's a little too big government for my taste.
Yeah.
But I have to say, he has the gift of gab, all right.
Well, in 2012, it was Rick Santorum.
Oh,
the senator from Pennsylvania.
I'm sorry if any of you are out there are Santorum fans.
I met him down in New Orleans. He's a nice guy.
I'm sure he's fine personally. I couldn't stand that
guy. He's like 1,000 feet tall. but you didn't like him.
No, I've never been a Rick Santorum fan.
I kind of liked him. 2016, you know who won it? Ted Cruz.
Yes.
Yeah. Followed by Donald Trump and then Marco Rubio. So it's, it's the winner of that caucus doesn't, on the Republican side anyway, doesn't always go to be the nominee of the party. And sometimes in the Democrats they did, and sometimes they didn't.
Well, and you laying out the Democrats, that it was Gore, then Kerry, then Obama, then Clinton, like you laying out, it showed how much in control the Democratic establishment machine uh-huh. has been. And I think this time they're upset. They're worried. I think it's going to be Bernie tonight. And I actually think I would love to see some of these really outsider candidates, somebody like Andrew Yang, I would love to see him do better than what the polls are showing. Right now they're showing him like 5%, some of the recent polls.
Yeah. Well, what about Buttigieg? Is he...
Right.
Is he... He's like in fourth place, I think.
All the recent polls, I think, are... Bernie on top, then Biden, then Buttigieg, and Elizabeth Warren has just been dropping like a rock, man.
I wonder what was that since she confronted Bernie?
Yes.
Do you think that hurt her?
Yes, very much so.
Because I don't think people believe that Bernie said that.
Yeah, or that he's a sexist, or he might have said something to the effect of, I think a woman's at a disadvantage in this cycle.
Or he could have said, I don't think you can win.
Right.
He may have said that to her.
But it just doesn't, like, I don't like Bernie. I wouldn't vote for Bernie.
But
I also think Bernie's a pretty genuine person. And to suggest Bernie Sanders is somehow a sexist or antiquated in his views on that is just absurd if you look at the guy's record. So I think it also came across as way too contrived. And it's also what they did with Hillary and Bernie. They're trying to rig this against him again.
Oh, yeah, sure they are. They're scared to death of him as the nominee.
Right.
So, they ought to be scared to death of Biden if Lindsey has his way.
Yes.
We got to take a break.
We do have to take
a break.
And
when we come back, I want to talk about Jeff Coleman's latest antics that has some folks in the Wiregrass sizzled up.
And folks, this hour of news and views is brought to you by Dan Black Studios, a special Valentine's Day, Valentine special for news and views listeners. 50% off on all video transfers, does not include films, but all video transfers to DVDs. It could be a great Valentine gift, actually, especially maybe some of you are, you know, 20, 30, 40 years into marriage, you want to jog those old memories. What a gift that would be. I mean, the standard chocolates, eat a nice dinner, all those gifts are out there. You can get covered strawberries any day. But if you want to really preserve those memories, check out Dan Black Studios. 50% off for News and Views listeners and all video transfers, not including films, but old analog videos into digital format. Call them today, 279-6036, 279-6036. Thank you to Dan Black and Dan Black Studios for being a sponsor of this hour of the program. More News and Views with Joey Clark and Jack Campbell. After this, 272-9228 if you want to get in.
Place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If you're like me, you probably have a couple of shoeboxes full of old home movies or VHS tapes your dad took when you were a kid, right? And you've been wanting to convert them to DVD to preserve them, but don't want to ship them off to an out-of-town company. Well, you don't have to. Dan Black Studios here in Montgomery can convert them for you in their facility. Dan Black's been in business for over 35 years, and he does a great job at an affordable price. Call Dan Black today at 334-279-6036.
Thousands of American lives lost on 9/11. Bradley Byrne thought of his brother, Dale Byrne.
When the towers fell, I knew my brother would be going to war. Dale was a true patriot. I miss him every day.
Dale passed away a few years ago, but his memory fuels his brother's desire to serve. Byrne has defended our values in Congress. Work hard, right wrongs, and fear God.
It hurts me to hear Elon Omar cheapening 9/11, entitled athletes dishonoring our flag, the squad attacking America. Dale fought for that right, but I won't let them tear our country apart. That's why I'm running for Senate.
Our values and our president are under attack by the radical left. We need a true Christian conservative to carry our flag. We need Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne for U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
Riley Manning Painting knows your largest investment is your home or your business. How about a new look at home or at the office? Inside or out, Riley is the professional you want for the job. Riley has over a half a century of experience. So for a free estimate for your home or office, call Riley at 799-1284. Riley, tell everyone your terms.
It's simple. Free estimate. No money down, and your final approval is when I get paid. Call me today, 799-1284.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. It's Iowa caucus night.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Hey,
yeah?
Jeff Coleman has stepped in it down in the Wiregrass, apparently.
How?
Well, he put on this flight suit. This, like, you know, army green flight suit.
No, my grandfather, Ron, mom's dad, he is flight suit chic. He has all these from his 30 years in the Air Force.
Well,
still wears them today.
These are not official. They are like Friends of Aviation.
Okay.
But you don't see that unless you zoom in on the picture. And the inference is that you draw from it is that maybe he has ties to the military or they had military service. Well, some of these vets down in the Wiregrass are a little sizzled up about it because they say he's trying to mislead the voters into thinking that he, you know, has military service. But I guess maybe the fraud with the U.S. government on all of his moves of military families might be taking its toll on his campaign. I think he's still in the lead, but I don't think it's by much. I think
I was about to say, it's his to lose. With all that money, I think he makes a runoff.
Well, if any of the other candidates could spend the right amount of money and get this message out. But, you know, I get on them all the time. I said, you know, y'all are expecting people in the media to get the message out that he was, you know, sued by the federal government. And none of the other candidates except Jessica Taylor is talking about it.
Well, and Jessica Taylor's a pretty good network, but I don't know how much money she has.
Well, she's on TV.
Yeah, she is on TV.
Yeah, I was in the kitchen the other night, and I saw an ad. I didn't actually see an ad. I heard an ad. But anyway.
Troy King's already got the name ID, but he doesn't have the money.
Right. But I think Troy's having a press conference this week, from what I understand, and he's going to have an expose on Jeff Coleman. But if people don't get this word out, this guy's going to buy his way into the election. There are a lot of people that don't want that to happen.
Well, and I wish Terry Hasdorff had more money.
Yeah, because she's a very good candidate.
I've described her as the adult in the room. Like, I am.
Yeah.
You know, you can pick your candidate for whatever reason. I was very impressed by her. Just, she seemed incredibly competent, like she would do a great job for the district.
Well, and she cut her teeth on working for Newt Gingrich,
right.
And that's pretty impressive.
272-9228, 272-9228. Let's go to line one real quick. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Good Monday morning, fellas. Red Top.
Hey, Red Top.
You know what? I'm not voting for anybody whose wife does all their campaigning for them or their mother.
Yeah.
Did you see Troy King's ad with his mother?
I did not.
No, I haven't seen that one yet.
It's pitiful. It's beyond pitiful. And the lady seems like a very nice elderly lady. She looks like she's in her 70s or maybe even above that, and for her to drag him to drag her into it, it shows a tremendous weakness.
So who do you like in this race?
As far as Senate goes?
No, for the House.
Oh, for the House. I would like to hear more from Jessica Taylor.
Okay.
She seems to have a good attitude and be a firm supporter of Trump. That's who I think so far. And by the way, I just saw an ad with Jeff Sessions showing padlocks on churches. Have you seen that one?
No.
No, what the hell is he talking about?
He's talking about how the Obama administration was in a trend of harassing religions and closing churches. And, you know, there was no padlocks put on any churches. And here again, this is very weak, and everything that these guys say are just cliches. None of them really have anything firm, good, and new policies. I don't hear any new policies from anybody, do you? Or is it not their position to think of new things?
No, the Senate race is kind of bereft of new ideas.
This whole cycle for most of the races is not heavy on policy. Who do you like, though?
I don't give a damn that Jeff Coleman picked weeds at the trailer park. That didn't mean a damn thing to me.
No, but didn't you see that ad? No. He's holding mud pretty effectively.
Well, good for him. Last time I held mud, I was real sick.
No, but Red Top, same question earlier, except for the House. Who do you like in the Senate?
The Bradley Burns seems to be very experienced and well grounded in things.
I hear the Club for Growth is about to do a number on him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I heard that over the weekend.
We were both impressed
with
his Club for Growth. Yeah,
we were very happy to have him on. He was a very good guest, and one of my friends, like I said, texted and said, "Man, y'all really humanized Bradley Burns."
He did a good job.
Bradley can be a little robotic at times. He's smart as hell, and he's very competent, and, you know, he has experience. By the way, I think Tuberville's going to be in town today at lunch at Martin's.
Okay.
Everybody wants to go over there and see
him. Yeah, and I like Tuberville, too. I think he's a reasonable, level-headed person, and that's kind of more what I'm looking for, somebody.
I think Tuberville is kind of the sleeper in this race. If he continues to play, now he's going into the money spending phase of the campaign.
He needs to because the Byrne campaign's been spending money. I think they've been gaining ground.
Is Roy Moore still running, guys?
He's on the ballot. Let's put it that way. And he has shown up a few places, but I don't think he's mounting a full fledged campaign. I don't think his
good.
I don't think his heart's in it.
Well, he needs to stay out if he's going to be halfway and then, and you know, he just needs to stay out anyway, much less go halfway. So, interesting times and sounds, guys. I'm really pissed off that they didn't take the vote and acquit Donald Trump Friday. That's all I got to say. Yeah, that's a nasty deal. The Republicans could have done better.
Well, so, I think they're trying to at least look like they're having a trial, but... I'm kind of with you.
Yeah, that pissed me off. I'm ready to get this crap over with. And, you know, to hold this over the man's head at the State of the Union, I think is a disgrace. Hope he chews him up on it, fellas.
Oh, I've got a feeling he will. Thanks, Red Top. 272-9228. Got to hit another break here.
Hey, sit tight, who's ever on the phone.
Yes. So, again, folks, this hour of News and Views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. 50% off. Valentine's special, 50% off all video transfers, not including films, but analog to digital format. Try out Dan Black Studios. Take advantage of that 50% off for News and Views listeners. You got to tell them when you call 279-6036, 279-6036. Be sure to tell Dan Black and the team your News and Views listener to get 50% off those video transfers. More News and Views.
By the way, just real quick, you can meet Bradley Burns tonight at Fat Boys Barbecue in Prattville at 6 p.m.
Yes, 6
p.m. And Tuberville today at lunch at Martin's.
Okay. Well, more News and Views when we come back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Quick question. When you leave work, who do you trust to clean up after you? Are they consistent, efficient, on time? And have they been cleaning here for over 30 years? If you answered no to any of those questions, then it's time to go to JannyKingCleans.com and switch to Janny King, the king of clean. For a cleaner office, medical facility, school, building, church, venue, and even stadiums. Go to JannyKingCleans.com now and make the switch today. That's JannyKingCleans.com.
Janny King, the king of clean.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi? Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed-rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR, but with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, Lightstream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. Lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Looking for that perfect Valentine gift that says, I love you? Here it is. BF Goodrich Tires. Hi, I'm Jared at Tire City. This Valentine's weekend, you can save up to 50% when you buy 4 BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires at Tire City. It's only 2 days, February 14th and 15th. Say I love you and save 50% on BF Goodrich tires at one of Tire City's 2 locations.
Right tires, expert service, Tire City.
Hey, this is David Little from Tucker Pecan Company. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 10 years now, and the results have been amazing. Every day, we have new customers that come in that have heard us on all the different radio stations that we advertise on. If you want to help your business grow, the best way to do it is through radio advertising through Blue Water Broadcasting. They do a great job in promoting our business and helping us grow our business, and hopefully they can help you grow your business too.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad don't have to be lonely. They're a community built on relationships. Visit Caravita Village today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Great start to the week. A warming trend continues with a high today in the middle 70s. More sun than clouds. Increasing clouds tonight. Overnight low temperature in the mid-50s. Then scattered showers are possible from time to time tomorrow and tomorrow night. Another spring-like high in the low 70s. Showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday. Some storms possibly severe. We're keeping a close eye on the Wednesday forecast. You should, too. Mid-70s for a high. More rain Thursday with a high around 66. Breezy, much cooler Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Yep, it's Tiffany Coleman again to tell you how I met my husband, Jeff Coleman. He's the one running for Congress. We met at the University of Alabama. He was a capstone man, a leader on campus. I'd heard all about Jeff Coleman. And what I really admired was how people said that he was smart, respectful, and a gentleman. We went on a blind date and dated all through college. I had a ring on my finger my entire senior year. And I learned one thing that no one had told me. Jeff was fun. And I love to laugh. He even has fun growing his business. I'll tell you about that next time.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Saving usually means lowering your expectations, settling for less. But no one ever got less and thought, good for me. Now you can save on all your favorite stuff without giving anything up. Surf, swipe, and stream as much as you want with WOW Internet for only $34.99 a month with no data caps and our 2-year price lock guarantee. These are savings you can count on. Learn more at WOWWay.com. Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement. Auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
I'm not a big talker. I am a big doer. But sometimes the only way to solve the problem is to get on the horn and figure it out. So the only people I like talking to? Grainger. With knowledgeable product experts, ready with the answers to my toughest questions, calling Grainger is the one conversation I don't mind having. From machining and motor parts to valves and vacuum pumps, when it comes to solving my problems, Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's time for some straight talk. It's tax refund time, and the big wireless companies play a game where they lure you in with a phone deal that locks you into a pricey contract. Don't play. With Straight Talk Wireless, get a Samsung Galaxy A10e for just $99, all on America's best networks for up to half the cost. No contract. Make that tax time money win all year long. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-922. Oh, there's Jessica Taylor doing that backward shot. You just missed it. Her ad just ended there on TV.
Oh, sorry.
272-9228. Let's go to the phones because this gentleman's been very patient. Ken, welcome to News and Views.
Morning, guys.
Hey, Ken. Happy New Year.
Thanks, guys. You enjoyed seeing you yesterday on the V.
Jack. Oh, well, thank you, Ken.
Holding you on pretty well, you know.
I have to with all those libs I'm up against.
I was going to say, 2.5 to 1, if you're the one, then they've got a pretty even match on you, I guess.
Well, thanks.
But it really was watchable. We, truthfully, if you're not there, it's likely that my TV gets switched somewhere else.
Well, but, I understand, and I appreciate you saying that.
Well, if either of you guys or any of the listeners are having a bad Monday mid-morning so far, the reason I almost dropped it, well, I did drop Joey on the phone with my dumb phone trying to answer my wife's latest text. When you are acting as a friend who is having an outpatient procedure only to arrive at 6:30 for a 7:30 procedure, and from building to building, waiting room to registration desk, and to find out that she's not on the schedule, somebody's having a bad Monday.
Yeah. Sorry to hear that.
Hopefully whoever dropped the ball, and it had to be dropped somewhere in scheduling. I don't think it's Baptist's fault, but whosoever fault it is probably got a set of burning ears right now.
I'm going to, you know, go out on a limb here and blame the doctor. You know how doctors are, Ken.
Yeah, I do. And I know how, don't get me started about scheduling. There was a novel, it's more than 20 years ago, titled Hospital. And there's a saboteur at work, wrecking procedures and patients and equipment and everything else in a hospital. Of course, I was in active practice at that time. I was 2 or 3 chapters into the book before I realized that that's what the story was about. I thought it was just a routine Monday morning that they were having to work through.
Right. Anyway.
Jack, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Because I, in the Senate race, I think whoever is closest to the president is going to be for sure in the runoff. I'm personally hoping that Judge Moore is not in the runoff. And my prediction is he'll bring 20% instead of, I think he can count on 20 instead of 30.
I don't think he can count on 20.
Well, I hope you're right about that.
I'm going to guess 15%. Which won't get him in the runoff.
I was going to say it.
Well, he obviously doesn't have the fire in the belly anymore. He told Bill Britton in an interview that Bill had with him like a year ago that he believed that Senate race from last time, the special election, would be his last race. So, and it was surprising to me that he got in this one. But
yeah, the question would be why is it? And I have the same question about Senator Sessions. I don't think this is his race this year.
Yeah.
But my question for you is, what is the status of Jessica Taylor's husband's current employment?
I believe that
I like her ads, but I'm not sure about her.
Well, and a lot of people have questions about him because he's kind of made his life of his life's living off of government jobs. And there are plenty of people that do that, and there's nothing wrong with it. But you begin to ask the question of somebody who runs time and time again, why are they running for this or that? Well, I think that Brian had decided to run for the Supreme Court in place number one, but I believe he has dropped out of that race. The last I heard was that he took a job with the Alabama Policy Institute as their in-house counsel. So, you know, it's private sector, but it deals with government issues. So, anyway. But Jessica Taylor is, she was a grant writer for a long time and did a really good job. She's really kind of, I would say she's a very dark horse in this race, because I think right now it's probably Troy King and Jeff Coleman that are looked at as the potential runoff opponents. But I think she's, and Barry Moore, of course, I think is in third place. But I think Jessica's closing in.
And good candidates.
Yeah.
I think.
And she's young and good looking, and you know, of course, we don't know how long this district's going to be around. I would doubt not very long. But
Ken, we got to run. I appreciate the call.
Thank
you, sir.
Appreciate it.
272-9228, folks, is part of News and Views, brought to you by Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group. I've been telling you all for a while now, whether on this show or even in the evening time back when I had the Joey Clark Radio Hour, that Eddie Bader is not only a great down-to-earth guy, a lot of fun to hang out with, he's a top-notch real estate agent. And some of the reviews are in. Denise wrote in and wrote, quote, "Wonderful realtor, nice person, goes out of his way to help everyone." And that's exactly the truth. I've been telling you, you got to use Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group when it comes to buying a home, or when it comes to selling, listing your home. Or he also has some knowledge about managing properties. But when you buy a home, for instance, your budget shouldn't dictate the level of service you receive. Eddie goes above and beyond to help every client, no matter your budget. If you're ready to list your home, Eddie Bader is your man. 322-0662, 322-0662. You should be also ready, if you're listing, to hit the spring market running. And he can suggest to you, you know, how to spruce up here, spruce up there, little spruce, big old spruce. Eddie has you covered. He's a whole team of folks on standby ready to help you. So don't wait. Don't wait at all. Call or even text Eddie Bader today. Again, that number, 322-0662, 322-0662. Thank you to Eddie Bader for sponsoring News and Views. Folks, check him out today. One of the best realtors here in the River Region market, and he really is a down-to-earth guy. Great to hang out with. Good guy to know. 272-9228 is the number if you want to get in on this program. We got to hit our top of the hour break, but Kate and
Shag
on line three.
Y'all hang on.
We'll come right to you after this top of the hour break. More News and Views with Joey Clark and Jack Campbell right after this.
This afternoon, we've seen a whole lot of table banging.
YMCA.